Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Third Sunday of Easter. The Gospel according to Luke. Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way, and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these changes." Commentary by Father Jaume Gonzalez from Barcelona, Spain. "Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself." Today, the Gospel still places us in Easter Sunday, when the two disciples from Emmaus return to Jerusalem, and there, while everyone recounts that the Lord has appeared to them, the same risen one presents himself to them. But his presence is disconcerting. On the one hand, it causes fear to the point that they thought they were seeing a ghost. And on the other hand, his body pierced by the nails and the lance is an eloquent testimony that it is Jesus himself, the crucified one. "Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." "Lord, let your face shine on us," sings the psalm of today's liturgy. Indeed, Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. It is absolutely urgent. It is necessary that the disciples have a precise and deep understanding of the scriptures, since, in the words of Saint Jerome, to ignore the scripture is to ignore Christ. But this understanding of the Word of God is not a fact that one can manage privately or with his congregation of friends and acquaintances. The Lord revealed the meaning of the Scriptures to the church in that Easter community, presided over by Peter and the other apostles, who were commissioned by the Master that it would be preached in his name to all the nations. To be witnesses, therefore, of the authentic Christ, it is urgent that the disciples learn, first of all, to recognize his body marked by the Passion. Precisely, an ancient author makes the following recommendation: "He who knows that the Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed for him must understand that his life begins when Christ has died to save us." Furthermore, the apostle must intelligently understand the scriptures, read in the light of the Spirit of Truth, poured out on the church.